right, folks, we're back. It is the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. If you missed any of the first 3 hours, the interviews with Jesse, the interviews with Willie on the bus, the Barack Obama discussion with his assassination attempt, the parent one that just sounded completely off the wall, the hour and a half we spent with Webster Tarplett. Remember, that gets restreamed over at Infowars.com for free all day until the next broadcast. It's really amazing. Alex Jones just provides so much ammunition for the InfoWar, and I just want to thank him from the bottom of my heart for everything he's done for me, helped me put together Fabled Enemies, which I really do believe is an important picture, and I hope you go out there and pick it up from InfoWars.com, make copies, and hand them out. But more importantly, today I'm not asking for a donation. I'm not even asking for a vote. I'm asking you to go to this NationalPost.com website and email Jonathan Kay and implore him to watch Fabled Enemies and Loose Change Final Cut. We got Ray McGovern coming up in the next segment, but I'm going to run through a couple calls. Open topics. Of course, we don't screen your calls here at InfoWars. And then in the second half of that interview, we're also going to take your calls. So let's jump to Jamil in Cleveland. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to, well, I really was calling to speak to your last guest, but I want to speak on some of the points that he made, some of the bashing of Barack Obama.
Okay.
First, I want to talk about him saying that Ralph Nader was stepping up, saying that Barack Obama is duping the black community and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing about that I want to say is Ralph Nader doesn't speak up any time when issues go on in the black community and the injustice is done to black people in this country. I've never heard Ralph Nader speak up.
Well, he's a bit of a gun grabber. I'll give him that. I mean, he always talks about, you know, against automatic weapons in inner cities and stuff like that. I'm not really for that. So, I mean, I feel like that's a form of gun control. It's kind of soft. But continue.
Well, I mean, when I speak of black, I'm black, so I'm going to tell you, like, some of the, I don't know if you know what's going on, but some of the things that go on, like with the Gina 6, Sean Bell killing him, and just all kind of injustice.
So are you voting for Barack?
Let me finish. I've never heard him speak up, and he's been on Al Sharpton's show, so it's like, it's not like he hasn't had a chance to speak on those things, but when he's on Al Sharpton's show, and that's about as much in the black community as much as you can get, I mean, the bigger opportunity is you can get to speak to the black community, he hasn't done that.
Uh-huh.
And also, when it comes to Barack Obama, you know, not caring about the black community, guys like Professor Charles Oventree, Dick Gregory, Martin Luther King III, these are some of the most prominent people in the black community, and they're not part of the New World Order. Matter of fact, these people are some of the most anti-New World Order people you can get. If you ever listen to Dick Gregory's commentary.
Yeah, but I don't know how that translates into Barack Obama being anti-New World Order.
I'm about to tell you.
All right.
You ever listen to Dick Gregory speak, and he speaks on Warren Valentine's radio show all the time. He does the show like once a month, and he gives him a whole hour. He's always speaking against the New World Order, and he's always breaking things down. He's kind of like Jordan Maxwell. He's like the black Jordan Maxwell.
Okay.
All of these people back Barack Obama. So if Barack Obama is so much this globalist and New World Order people, why are all these prominent people who are very anti-New World Order?
Well, first of all, there's
Reverend Wright is very, very anti-New
World Order. All right, hold on. Let me tell you. First of all, there's a controlled opposition, number one. Number two, did you listen to his Berlin, Germany speech about 6 months ago?
I didn't listen to the whole
thing. Yeah, you listen, man. Just go check it out. Just type in Barack Obama in Berlin, Germany. If you can't tell that this guy has a globalist perspective on the world, I mean, he's really literally talking about a 1.5 million man youth brigade. He's also talking about global citizenship. Hold on. And his wife and him are open CFR members. It's a globalist organization. He's a total globalist man. And look, I'm voting for a black woman for president. You know, to me, race doesn't have that much of significance. I like her policies. I think that Cynthia McKinney is much more of a real person, much more of a bulldog. She's the real anti-New World Order black candidate, and I'm going to vote for her. I mean, I don't see this revolutionary that they're portraying on the television. I don't see the guy that's on the Zoomies t-shirt when I go to the mall as, like, this guy that's going to help us. I thank you for the call. I thank you for the opinion, man. I got to jump because I got Ray McGovern coming up after the break, but we're going to take your calls in about 30 minutes. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's the Alex Jones Show.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Remember, we are streaming live over at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And if you missed any of the first 3 hours of the program, you can go over to Infowars.com and listen to it for free. I do want to make one point to the last caller. Hopefully he is still listening in before we go to Ray McGovern. Just because somebody's African-American does not mean that they can't be part of this globalist system, a part of this quote-unquote New World Order. Let me read you something off the Harvard University website, the Gazette News, from September 27th, 2001. Now, this is basically 2.5 weeks after 9/11, because you did just mention people like, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., a great man. But then you mentioned people like Al Sharpton and, you know, other people who were under suspicion. And of just being corrupt. I mean, not necessarily being part of any globalist organization, but very corruptible. All right, this is what Jesse Jackson had to say in front of Harvard University 2.5 weeks after 9/11. It is easy to handle triumph. Can we handle trouble or disaster, said Jackson. Let us rise together for hope, healing, and a vision for the new world order. And he uses this term all the time. He's not the only guy. So I just wanted to bring that up to Jamil. Look into it. Like I said, I'm voting for an African-American candidate for president. On November 4th, 1 week from today, I will be voting for Cynthia McKinney, the Green Party candidate for president. I encourage people not to waste their vote and vote third party. I disagree with Tarpley. I don't think getting McCain into office is probable or possible unless, you know, the elitists really want that and they rig the voting machines to do so. All right, without further ado, we're going to bring on Ray McGovern, the 26-year CIA analyst. He debriefed people like Dick Cheney and others in the 80s. His latest editorial is Attack on Iran Off the Table, and he really goes after the Washington Post for really putting a down swing on it, like it's a bad thing. that the attack on Iran may be off the table both here and in Israel. Thanks for joining us, Ray.
You're welcome, Jason. Glad to be with you.
Now, Ray, you know, before we get into this editorial, election day's a week away. You know, I interviewed you a little over 2 years ago, right in the run up to the 2006 election, and we talked about the Democratic Congress getting in and possibly emboldening them. 2 years later, we're not out of Iraq. I mean, obviously, there are Democrats that I want to see, and I'd love to see Cindy Sheehan take Pelosi's seat. Oh, man, that would be a huge triumph. But give me your take on the election right now.
Well, if I take five steps back, Jason, I say to myself, wow, I thought it was going to be a choice between a McCain-type person and Mrs. Clinton. That would have been a real, real problem for me. I never thought that I would have a candidate running who has said sensible things about Iraq. I had said less than sensible things about other things. But certainly, in my view, you have to look at what the alternative is. And I noted your advice to people and your own decision to support my good friend Cynthia. However, I would ask people to reflect on what that could mean, because that happened once before. Lots of people supported a third-party candidate, and we got George W. Bush. So think hard about that before you waste your vote.
And you're obviously talking about Ralph Nader, who has run in the previous two elections and also in this one, correct?
For whom I also have great respect. It's just that the realities are such that the very troublesome things and they intrude, and I just still can't get over.
I think my problem with Baracko is this. He does talk about a de-escalation in Iraq, but that's been on the table for some time now, and it never seems to go through. And, you know, we had Webster Tarpley on a couple hours ago, and he really talked about how Obama is talking about possibly an invasion or a bombing of Pakistan to go after the remnants of the Taliban or al-Qaeda and bin Laden, and that could cause a whole new situation in the Middle East and Eurasia.
Yeah, Jason, again, I know Webster. I think what one has to do is be really careful about taking campaign rhetoric as a sign of real intention. I mean, look at what Obama has said about Israel, for example. I mean, it's almost sickening how the candidates vie among themselves to tell the American public who loves Israel the best. Joe Biden trying to outdo everyone else by saying, yeah, we all love Israel, but I love Israel with a passion, you know? I mean, that's really ridiculous. So you expect that kind of rhetoric from Obama, from anybody. And when he talks about, you know, about Afghanistan, for example, he has to sort of show the American people how tough he is, that he is up to the task, particularly military task. But I would fully expect, and I've been wrong about these kinds of things before, but I would fully expect that once were he to be in office, that the people that he would gather around him would tell him what a feckless exercise not only Iraq but Afghanistan has been, and that the history dictates that no one wins this kind of battle or occupation, and he would come to his senses. So I'm not willing to address what Obama says about these things as though they should be taken at face value.
So you do think that he is somewhat genuine, and there's a possibility that these aggressions in the Middle East will subside after he's elected and he puts in an administration that you feel would de-escalate the war?
Well, yeah, I have, you know, the notion of the candidate who says, you know, 100 years, no problem, coming into office turns my hair on end. I don't think that a fellow who's made his reputation by crashing airplanes and getting shot down has shown any real acuity with respect to policies to be crafted or followed. And so it's a matter of compared to what, finally. And, you know, when I look at the Democratic candidate and you look at the debates, there's a fellow with a cool head, easy and eager to learn. And I think he's teachable. I think he will probably avoid the mistakes of predecessors who thought they could come into Washington and diss the people in the press and others with whom you really have to sort of work out a compromise so that they will give you half a chance to have your message heard. And, you know, it's going to be not a very hard act to follow. I mean, these 8 years have been a disaster for our country. And, you know, just as my friend Bobby Gates, the Secretary of Defense, just as he followed Rumsfeld and had like a 2-year honeymoon, so too, I think, whoever replaces Bush, presumably if it's the favored contender, that he will have a honeymoon period where people were just so delighted to listen to a person who just conceivably might tell the truth on occasion, that if he's of a mind to, and I'm hopeful he is, he can change these crazy policies.
Well, I don't share your optimism. I feel like he is the slicker candidate by far. He's obviously more well-spoken. When John McCain comes out and talks about a 100-year war, or he talks about us being the enemy, I mean, I think you can kind of see the senility in his face. He doesn't look the healthiest. I can't even believe that they've put him up there. Honestly, in the run-up to this, I thought that they would go with someone more like a Romney. I mean, McCain's establishment and the Palin pick, I mean, it's bizarre. It's not like he has a strong ticket. It's almost like they're throwing the election. I mean, do you really think that McCain has a shot at winning this?
You know, this is not my field of expertise, Jason. Mm-hmm. I'm just my opinion is in this area is not worth anything more than the next person's. But you know, there are so many variables and so many shenanigans been played over the last couple of elections that I would encourage anyone who is as afraid as I am of Palin and McCain to make sure not only that their vote is taken, but that their vote is counted.
All right. Well, let's jump to this Iran situation. You wrote this editorial. You know, we've discussed Iran at length on the radio, in TV interviews with you, InfoWars, and myself. Do you really think right now we are off the table with Iran? It looks like there will not be a war of aggression out there.
Yes, I do, Jason. And I say that as one who for 3 years was saying that chances were at least equal and probably greater than equal that Bush and Cheney, to fulfill their promise to Israel, would, quote, take care of Iran. What's changed? Well, there are a bunch of things that have changed. One is that the senior uniformed military in this country have shown a little guts for a change. We had Admiral Fallon resigning after saying, we're not going to do Iran on my watch. Resigning rather than letting himself be on the receiving end of an idiotic order to start a war with Iran and risk the fortunes and lives of all those troops he has in Iraq, Afghanistan, and in the Gulf. He didn't want to put himself in that position, and so he in effect quit by going to the press and saying, we're not going to do Iran, that would be crazy. Now, Admiral Mullen, Mike Mullen, who came in, I was an Army officer, so it's really hard for me to say these good things about Navy admirals. But Admiral Mullen, man, that guy's got guts, you know, guts that we haven't seen. He goes back from Israel and says it would be very foolish to open yet a third war, a third front in that part of the area. And then we later learned that we learned this from the Israeli press. I mean, you don't learn anything like this from the American press, so what I call the fawning corporate media. We learned from the Israeli press that when Mullen was there, he braced his opposite numbers in the Israeli leadership, and he said, look, don't even think of any tricks in the Persian Gulf or anything that would provoke the Iranians so that they would attack you and then you would expect us to come in. We're not going to come in if you provoke the attack. And then, you know, the real blitz, Jason. You know what he brought up? He brought up the
Well, we'll bring it up on the other side because we're just about to go to break. We're with Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. This is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go
gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma, subbing in. I'm a filmmaker. I've made Fabled Enemies, Loose Change Second Edition, Loose Change Final Cut. I'm currently working on Invisible Empire, and I hope that you go to InfoWars.com right now and order copies, make copies, hand them out. This is vital information. We're with Ray McGovern, 26-year CIA veteran. He's discussing with us the military personnel who have returned home and said, no war with Iran. And you were just discussing a gentleman who had just returned from Israel and said the same thing, Ray.
Yes, this was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Jason, Mike Mullen, an admiral, who was out there in June, actually. And told the Israelis, not only do we not want a new war with Iran, but don't even think about trying to provoke one by doing something to let the he did something incredibly gutsy, something that no U.S. statesman has done in 41 years, and that is he raised the incident of the U.S. Liberty ship that was deliberately attacked by Israel on the 8th of June, 1967, with 34 crewmen killed, 174 wounded. There was an incredible attack, and we have bulletproof evidence that it was intentional. Exactly why the Israelis did it is a matter of some speculation.
You're talking about the USS Liberty, of course.
Yes. And what Mullen said was, he said, look, he said, we don't want any more USS Liberty-type incidents. Ooh. Now, why was that so powerful? Because the Israelis know that Mullen knows, as a naval officer, what happened back on that terrible day, June 8th, 1967, and that Mullen was not going to let it happen again. That's about as direct, that's about as clear a message as you can send to the Israeli leaders. And right after that, we saw a slight attenuation of the propaganda out of Israel and out of the United States with respect to what a terrible threat Iran is or was, but really isn't. Now, the next big factor that has made it unlikely that we will be striking Iran by air is Russia, the Russian bear. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the bear market. Well, I'm talking about the Russian bear who has it up to here now with his nose being tweaked. What happened was the Russians saw Israel and saw us, that is Cheney and Elliot Abrams and those types in the White House, as being behind that idiot Saakashvili's attack on South Ossetia. Mm-hmm. Now, why was that important? Well, the Russians are up to here, and they said, look, not only are we going to repel this attack, and they did so brutally, I don't hold any brief for that, not only are we going to repel the attack, but don't even think about Georgia becoming part of NATO or the Ukraine. And besides, Israelis, if you thought that you could use Georgian airfields to attack Iran, look at the map, you folks. The only feasible way without flying over Iraq and other countries who would deny overflight permission, coming down from Georgia would have been quite feasible. And that, according to some reports, is what the Israelis had in mind. So the Russians came down real hard. Olmert went up to Russia. Other people went up to Russia, and they said, look, it's all over. No, don't even think about attacking Iran. And they said the same thing to us. And again, we intelligence analysts look at all sources, and we saw a very sharp fall off of all the warnings out of the White House about how bad Iran is, how it's supplying our opponents in Iraq, and how it's developing. They all fell right off in early August, and it's still pretty far down. Two other factors I'd mentioned briefly. AIPAC, the American-Israel political something committee, they drafted legislation. Actually, this is not so bizarre. They do this regularly. They drafted legislation, which formed the substance of bills in the House and in the Senate, which amounted to calling for President Bush to blockade Iran, an act of war. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, traditionally, when the Israelis draft this kind of legislation, they put the word out, and 100 representatives, co-sponsor the thing, like before you can say Jack Robinson. Okay, and that happened. But guess what? And the same thing happened in the Senate. Guess what? Grassroots folks inundated their representatives with calls, with emails, with faxes and everything else, and got them thinking. And actually, some of the co-sponsors withdrew their sponsorship of that bill because they were afraid that, indeed, the president would be encouraged. Here's Congress telling him to make an act of war on Iran. I think they also didn't want to fall victim to what I call the Hillary Clinton factor. Hillary actually thought it would be a smart political move. She voted for the war against Iraq.
All right, hold that thought, Ray. We're going to be with you after the break. We're going to take your calls. Ray McGovern, CIA analyst. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Baby, I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones. We are with Ray McGovern. We're discussing the upcoming election. And he just mentioned that Hillary Clinton was a bit of a warmonger against Iran. I mean, she's pretty much said everything was on the table. I want him to finish up his point on that. And then I want to get his take on this coming international crisis that people like Joe Biden, Colin Powell, and now a key member of the Pentagon advisory panel are talking about. I want to know whether he thinks this is a reality. Is this something that's coming up? I mean, obviously, with the bailout and the economy, anything's possible. But why don't you finish up your point and then comment on that?
Sure. Yeah. The business about the attack on Iran being off the table, probably. I'll just finish up by saying that it was a grassroots effort, but many of the congressmen who actually had co-sponsored the bill withdrew that co-sponsorship. And I think it wasn't altogether altruistic. I think they were thinking about 2 years from now when they're running again, and there's a wider war still, and they voted for it. What I call the Hillary Clinton effect would set in. You'll recall that back in October 2002, she thought it was the politically smart thing to do to vote for a war. Turned out to derail her attempt to be president. It will derail the attempts of others to be representatives or senators if they voted for a wider war, and that's why the whole thing was squashed. And this is the first time in recent memory that I've seen a grassroots effort able to defeat legislation not only proposed by but drafted by AIPAC. And the last thing, of course, is the financial crisis. I think everybody kind of realizes that we're running out of money. We're spending billions in Iraq and Afghanistan every week. So where do we get the money to get involved in a war with Iran, which is not at all like Iraq or Afghanistan, but rather a very, very strong country with lots of armed forces that dwarf in effectiveness what Saddam Hussein had before we attacked Iraq.
So do you think there's a chance of this international crisis that Biden and Powell and other people in the Pentagon are now talking about in the first months of his presidency, if he gets in?
Well, Joe Biden is not one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. You know, he kind of runs off the mouth without thinking about what he's going to say. And we're also dealing again here with the political rhetoric rather than reality. My guess is that Biden was just trying to draw a parallel between between Obama and JFK.
See, even you did it. We can't just accuse the neocons now. That's all right. Continue.
My apologies.
That's all right.
The senior moments here. It's always politically good to compare your candidate with John Kennedy, for whom lots of people have continuing respect, including myself. Mm-hmm. And we all know, at least those of us old as I am, that Kennedy was confronted. He was young, and he was confronted by Khrushchev. He was actually confronted by the CIA. He was confronted by our military when they decided to go through with that Bay of Pigs foolishness and then expected Kennedy to bail him out by sending the Air Force in to save these guys. They mousetrapped him. And so he was beset by all kinds of challenges, not only from Khrushchev in Vienna in May of 1961, but also the Bay of Pigs before that. And, you know, there was the Berlin, the trouble over Berlin access and everything else. So my guess, and it's only a guess, is that what Biden was referring to is, look, you know, Kennedy initially braced and shocked by all this, came through, and even when the challenge to us in Cuba with the Russians sending missiles down there, when that happened, he was able to handle that in a cool and collected way, but a strong way, and he made the Russians back down. That's the memory most of us have of JFK, but I think it's nothing more than that. I don't think Biden has any special, matter of fact, given his record, he certainly has no special foresight or insight into what's going to happen over the next half a year.
Well, I hope you're correct. All right, let's take some callers. I hear that Brian in Arizona disagrees, so you jump to the front of the line, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hi, doing good. How are you?
Good.
I think this, first of all, I want to make one comment about what they're saying about Barack will be tested. I think they realize they need to warn everybody, and what they're going to stage is more false flag terrorism, but they need to brainwash the people and instill it in their minds first. And the one disagreement I have is about some footage that was used in a film, and better footage could have been used. I happen to personally know the guys from VTHEPentagon.com, and they actually have even newer testimony other than the two Pentagon police officers on site at the Citgo that said the plane came in a different route on 9/11 than what the government's official fairy tale said. And they have Lloyd, the cab driver, now. They've re-interviewed him. They've gone out and they've seen the cab that was staged on the south side flyover. And even Lloyd's wife agrees that it was a north side flyover. They've got a whole lot of new information.
Yeah, you know, I like those guys, and I like what they do. I just feel like focusing on one issue like that when we're never going to get the 84 tapes that are still classified, out to the public. I mean, God bless them for their research. You know, we went out to D.C. with them 2+ years ago. You know, we interviewed Lloyd the cab driver. We interviewed the pastor who was the first on the scene. You can see there. We interviewed the first guy with a camera on the scene, Bob Pugh, where you saw his footage all over the AP. I just think that issue is just, it's more of, you know, we already know they allowed whatever to happen at the Pentagon to happen. I mean, that was something I've discussed with you years ago, Ray, is that Norm Mineta now on 6 or 7 different occasions speaks about with, you know, whatever hit the Pentagon, we had about 20 minutes beforehand to do something about it. We had, 120 miles out, 100 miles out, 50 miles out, 20 miles out. Do the orders still stand? So I think that that's a more compelling issue. And to really focus on minutia like that at this point is kind of, you know, it's It's counterproductive. I thank you for the call, Brian. Let's go to Mike in Washington. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, is this you?
Hey, Mike.
Hey. Hey, I'm just kind of off subject, but I have an idea for the iPhone, for the widget. Like, you know, the Obama, you click on the widget, and it brings up Obama's little site.
Okay.
I think Alex needs to have one of these, so you can, if you look at Obama's thing, you can just go with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now I'm looking at Infowars.com, and he's got something on the right that says, listen to the Alex Jones Show live on your cell phone, so... Maybe you can do that. I mean, that's probably coming up. We're moving into new offices. We're trying to put together new things. I'm putting together my own show. We're trying to become more of a mainstream outlet to people. I mean, we can only do so much. I mean, when you literally have a staff, and I'm not part of that staff. I'm a staff of one. But when you have a staff like Alex of 10 people and two of those guys work in the newsroom and they're also your main editors, I mean, they're also your main cameramen, it is tough to do everything, but we do need your help. All right, let's jump to yet another call. Let's go to Carlisle in Texas. Carlisle, you're on the line with Ray McGovern and myself.
Hey, I actually have something to plug. It's kind of off the subject from what you guys have been talking about.
Okay.
But it has to do with how Chief Acevedo wants to use the federal grants to forcibly, you know, take people's blood that refuse breathalyzers.
Okay.
And I know Alex Jones had Chief Acevedo, you know, on about that, and he was saying how he wants to have a dialogue and engage the public, but, you know, we've been trying to contact him for the last 4 months. So what we're going to do is on Halloween night at 9 o'clock on 4th and Lavaca, we're going to stage a protest to try and, you know, get his air and get him to actually come down here and explain how that program is supposed to prevent drunk driving, but it doesn't prevent it at all.
Okay, so what time is that going to take place?
It's going to be at 9 o'clock on Friday on Halloween night.
Okay, all right, man. You got it. Thanks for the plug. All right, let's jump to Andy in North Carolina. Andy, what's on your mind?
Mr. McGovern, how are you, sir?
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Jason. How are you, bud?
Good, man.
Hey, listen, Mr. McGovern, I was going to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, did you mention that you were slightly dismayed by the fact that Hillary didn't get the nomination?
Not dismayed, just really, 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 really happy that someone who did something crass for political purpose, and as a result, 4,200 U.S. servicemen are killed, that it turned out to be just the opposite of what she expected. The war turned sour, and the person who was against the war from the beginning won the nomination. That should be an object lesson to all people who make important decisions based on their ambitions to be president or whatever.
Well, I certainly agree that, you know, to see Hillary go down is a good thing, and that is a victory if that's the case. My thing is a little bit larger point. I was left dumbfounded because I guess I'd become intellectually lazy that, you know, Hillary was going to be given the nomination and we would just continue as we had, because I figured if Bush was going to create this police state, if he's going to leave it, he's going to leave it to someone that's going to continue on that thing. And I think while we were all sleeping, and maybe you could speak to this or maybe you disagree, that this thing that Tarpley talked about, I used to think he was a windbag, really, but I got to listening to him. This whole Obama thing and the fascism thing, he's on to it. And I think that maybe we've sleptwalked through this, and we're going to get a dictator that everybody loves, which is way more scary than one that's, you know, that's hated.
Well, let me say this. I'm definitely fearful of that. I think Tarpley has somewhat of an ultra perspective on, you know, Obama bringing, you know, super fascism to the United States. I don't see that. But I do, unfortunately, I mean, I differ from Mr. McGovern, and I do see him bringing in more globalization. I did not like his speech in Berlin again. I mean, a 1.5 million youth brigade talking about global citizenship. He seems to be on the wrong side of the coin on the carbon tax debate, and I think a lot of people are going to love him. Like I said, I disagree with Tarpley, where he says that Obama isn't that well-spoken and he stutters and stammers. I don't see that much at all, and I watch him in extended periods of time. I see him as a confident man who can look you in the eye. He can orate well, and he is good with his hands and his head motion. I mean, he's very good at answering questions and seeming credible and smart. So, you know, I don't see that. Do you want to speak to that, Mr. McGovern? What do you think? I mean, obviously you're in support of him.
Well, you know, it's a compared to what sort of thing. And you're quite right. We're going to have to wait and see. But I'm less concerned about the global aspects that seem to trouble so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if adopting a global perspective means going back and realizing that the new guidelines for war, for example, was set up after World War II and resulted in the Charter of the United Nations, which prohibits any country from conducting a preventive attack or a, quote, preemptive, end quote, attack of the kind that Bush and Cheney have done. You're not allowed to attack another country unless there's an imminent threat to your country. And there was, nobody argues there was an imminent threat. This crew thought they could change not only international law as contained in the UN Charter, but national law, because, as you know, once the Senate approves such a charter, and it did something like 95-2, once the Senate approves it, it becomes the law of the land. And so a war of aggression is just not a really good thing to do. And to the degree Obama is focusing in on this kind of thing, that we would have a modicum of respect for the law, well, hack my hats off to that kind of perspective.
All right, let's jump to Ryan in Kentucky. Ryan, what's on your mind?
I was calling about the recent news of the public health emergency for anthrax, botulism, and smallpox until 2015, and how that could possibly play in the future, and also on how the Coast Guard is actually the agency in charge of a biotech or a pandemic flu release.
Well, to be honest, I don't really know much about this this new warning. Maybe you could send that over to Aaron at Infowars.com. I mean, again, some things slip through the cracks here. We don't get everything. We try to report as much as we can on our four-hour radio show, but that is something, a point of interest we would be into. So please email that to Aaron at Infowars. All right, let's go to Rick in Reno. Rick, what's on your mind?
Is Obama going to have the coattails to end this war?
Well, I mean, I'll let Ray answer that on his perspective. Obviously, he's optimistic and hopeful that he does. I don't believe so. I mean, I see these de-escalation plans. They're already in place. They're talking about they're going to take a few thousand here and a few thousand there. But all it will take, in my mind at least, is an insurgency to keep the excuse to have these people there. I mean, Obama's been very slick with his stance on the war. He's, you know, obviously said that we have to take care of problems at home before we can take care of problems abroad. He's very well spoken. But I will leave that question to Mr. McGovern. Do you think he's going to end this war?
Well, you know, the war is over, folks. The Iraqis have invited us out. We cannot stay there legally past the 31st of December. We will stay past the 31st of December, but we will incur the opprobrium of the whole world and the Iraqis. So it's just a matter of time, and it's just a matter of setting the timetable for withdrawal. Now, if we linger on like we did in Saigon and environs there in South Vietnam, then it's going to be a case of picking up the residual American presence off the rooftops of the billion-dollar embassy we've just created there in the Green Zone, and it's going to be a horror. But it need not be so. We need to listen to the Iraqis. 70% of the Iraqis, according to U.S. Army-sponsored surveys, 70% want us out of there. Okay, so all we have to do is disavow any intention to grab more than our share of the oil, to disavow any intention to build permanent military bases, and just say, okay, you can take this for real, international community, and then and only then, you know, will the Arab League countries, India, Pakistan, the West Europeans, they'll come in behind us and help us exit as gracefully as we can. Because they like us, they all hate us by now, but they're interested, they're more interested in stability in that area than we are. And, of course, they're also interested in getting a portion of the oil. So it's over. It's just a matter of whether we linger for two, three, four more years and take the kinds of casualties that we've had since the surge, or whether we, in a more enlightened way, say, okay, Maliki, we understand the pressures you're under. We're not going to press to stay any longer than you want us, and just help us exit in as graceful a way as is possible. That's the answer. And for those who, you know, think that we have to stay there to referee a civil war between the Sunni and Shia, I mean, that just doesn't pass for me. I don't want one American young man or woman to perish because we're refereeing a civil war. And that's pretty much what it comes down to right now.
I'm with you there. Ray, you know, you just talked about the oil, and I was just wondering your opinion on whether or not, you know, this current economic crisis is going to continue to drop the price of oil by the barrel. And, you know, how is this going to affect the oil industry? Do you think that they're just going to subside on their massive profits they've taken in the last 4 years for a little while? Do you think they're doing this, you know, to maybe make the economic crisis a little less worse? What's your take on that?
Well, you know, the price of oil fluctuates depending on how big a threat there seems to be in the Persian Gulf. And I think the oil companies are seeing what I reported earlier, that there's less likely to be a wider war there and that the U.S. will have to depart. Now, the problem remains because, you know, as I've said to countless audiences, one of the most important factoids in the international situation is that the world is running out of oil. And, you know, so in a very real sense, you can look at the attack on Iraq.
All right, Ray, I do have to let you go. We're about to go to break. I thank you so much. I love having you on. Hopefully you'll join us soon.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med, Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Folks, it's the final segment 1 week before the presidential election, and this show brings you every perspective. I mean, truly, folks, I mean, we had Webster Tarpley on for 90 minutes today, if you missed it, and he was wildly against Obama. We just had Ray McGovern on for the last 60, and he's trying to promote you to vote for Barack Obama. Of course, I myself am trying to get you to vote third party and vote your heart, much like Jesse Ventura. And all those perspectives today were covered. And we had Willie Nelson on his famous tour bus, exclusive stuff, not even on the web yet, not even over at Infowars.com yet. You can look for that to be posted later on this evening. Remember, all this rebroadcasts in a matter of 6 minutes over at InfoWars.com for free. The way you support us is you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and you burn all of our movies, all of our documentaries, all of our information to disk. You hand it out, and you spread the word. All right, in the last few minutes, I'm just going to run through some calls here. Let's go to Donnie in the UK. What's up, Donnie?
Hello.
Yes, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Jason. I'd just like to say I'm really pleased that I get through. I've been trying to get through the show for a couple of months now. Mm-hmm. What led me to you guys was a video called No End in Sight about the Iraq War.
Okay.
Which I was pretty disgusted with.
Mm-hmm.
So that led me on to you guys. And now, everywhere I look, I can see things like that Alec is talking about, he's been speaking about for months, and I'm trying to tell people, and it's so hard.
Well, what other videos do you have out there? Those are the tools, man. I mean, it's one thing to step up to somebody and talk to them. You know, you can get a light to start to switch on. But when you hand them an info bomb like the movie that, you know, No End in Sight, that brought you out, maybe you should be making copies of that, or Iraq for Sale, or my films, Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Alex's films, Endgame. First, you have to educate yourself and get the information. Then I always tell people the next level is to set up a little burner, something that you can copy this information to, and then, you know, get a point of interest with somebody. In other words, an agreement point, somewhere where you can relate to them, and then hand off the DVD. That's how you're going to reach the masses. Continue, Donnie.
Yeah. I did notice a couple of weeks ago in Glasgow, where I live, a private car with a kind of rig on the roof, like a roof rack type thing, but there was this big object sticking up from it, and it really resembled the machines they used in New York, the sound detectors. Is that
right? Yeah. Well, what those are, and I thank you for the call because I got a couple other ones. Those aren't sound detectors. Those are sound wave weapons, and they're using those not only in domestic cases with the National Guard, like they did at the DNC and the RNC in 2004, but they're now using it for military applications. And when they point it at you and fire, it literally feels like your whole body is aflame, and you just want to move the quickest possible. There's different levels, different frequencies. You know, it can go further, it can be lighter. It's literally like a ray gun. It's pretty crazy. Let's jump to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind? You with me, Mark? Okay, maybe we drop Mark. Let's go.
Hear me now?
Yes, sir. What's up?
There we go. Hallelujah. I forgot. Never mind. quite quickly. The status of forces agreement is dead in the water. According to what I've read, the Iraqi representatives know that it's political poison. And with this not being ratified, it's like basically we can't stay there without this agreement, without our forces being subject to their law. In other words, you know, you rape or murder somebody, we lock you up and we put you on
trial. Yeah, but that
seems
to me like it's going to be political rhetoric. I don't think there's going to be any nuts behind that at all. Just like Ray McGovern says, we're not leaving at the end of January. You know what I'm saying? And they're not going to start convicting or prosecuting members of Blackwater or our military. I am not as optimistic as Mr. McGovern. I don't see this change coming with Obama. I don't see the dark future that Tarpley has, but definitely leaning towards that way. I am Jason Burmis. I subbed in for Alex Jones today. InfoWars.com for the refeed right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.